We are learning Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots, approximately seven, eight lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanu, continuing the Shiloh, if you could collect from Metaltalim the Mezoinis that you have to give the daughters, or the Ksuba, or we'll learn about Nedunya, other things like we learned, we'll continue with that Indian. Tanu Rabbanu, Echad Nechasim Shesu Mechrayis, Echad Nechasim She'en LaMechrayis. Nechasim Shesu Mechrayis means karka. Karka is something that's the best guarantee for a loan, because you can't take karka with you and hide it anywhere. Karka is karka. So it's called Yesh LaMechrayis, Echad Nechasim She'en LaMechrayis. Moitzin LaMozin Isha V'Labonis. You can be moitzi to pay for the mezoinis of the Isha, and for the bonus, for the lamana, and for the bonus, you might see from, take from the karka, divi rabbi. Rav Shimon Lozo Emer, nechosim, so it means even with Haltlim, I say karka, even with Haltlim you could collect lamazin ishav lebonus, divi rabbi. And the chiddush is that even though we said before that maybe from the bonus you cannot collect, you only could collect from karka and not from the metaltlim, because the ksuba, the tnai ksuba, there's a shibud only on the karka, not on metaltlim. Still, the Rebbe holds they can even collect from Metaltalim. This was a horror yesterday we had that it says the story of someone collected from the Metaltalim and says Rav Nachman said, it's Chayafi Chayzer, but it's a Tayyid Vav Mishnah, like I spoke out. How can we Tayyid Vav Mishnah? Rebbe holds like that. I don't have a good Tayyid to this Kasha. Rav Shimon Lozo Aimem, Nechasim Shiesh Lamachrayis, Maitzi, and so Rav Shimon Lozo argues on Rebbe, and he holds they cannot be Maitzi Limazin Ishva Labanais from the Metaltalim. You can't even mitzi from the bonus from the metaltim. Because Rav Shimon Lozo says like this, he says a few halachas that are pasul also. Nechasim shiyasim l'chrayis, if it's karka, nechasim shiyasim l'chrayis, mitzi in lebonus min habonim. First of all, you collect from the bonus min habonim, which means that you collect mezoinus of panasa min habonim, as you do. Mezoinus lebonus min habonim. Lebona is all karka, because karka, you do collect mezoinus from karka, so lebona is min habonim. Lebona is min habonim. Lebona is min habonim means when there's a Yerusha, and the only one we have are daughters, are abonis. The halach is, let's say some of the older ones took the Yerusha, and the ketanim, the ketanois, did not get the Yerusha. You might see lebona is min habonim for the Yerusha, which is a pashta halacha. Like Rashi speaks out, the case is that lektanis magdolus mein sham el banois ve hukhsku gdolus ve nachasim mitziem me yadam ve khalkam ze shava. This is not the Mizrahi, it's talking about Yerusha. That's banois men abanois, and same thing, banim men abanim, you might see the karka if the older children took the Yerusha. Vela banim men abanim, vela banim men abanois ve nachasim merubim. And if it's the chasim merubim, which is enough for mezainis, so now there's more, there's extra nechasim, then the banim take over the raiders, extra nechasim from the banis, else the din Yerusha. Avaloyle banim and abanis mechasim atim. But if it's mechasim atim, which is not enough nechasim to give mezainis and to give Yerusha, Allah is that they get the mezainis and there's no Yerusha left for the banim. That's loyle banim and abanis mechasim atim. That's all karka. Nechasim she'in lemechrayis, which is metaltalim. So mitzim lebanim and abanim. When it comes to Yerusha, you might see banim and abanim. Means from the older ones who took the Yerusha, you give to the children, because Yerusha, metaltalim has the Yerusha. Lebanis min abanis. And lebanim min abanis. Also, the banim from the banis, they take away the Yerusha from the banis, even metaltalim. Avaloy lebanis min abanim. But you don't collect mezoinis, which means the banis, don't get the mezoinis from the banim if all it is metaltalim. So Rav Shimon Lozo holds, like we learned on yesterday's daf, that dafka mekarkoi you collect for the mezoinis of the banos and not from metaltalim. So it's machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Lozo if you collect from karkoi or from metaltalim or not. It's machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Lozo. What's the halacha? So Zok Mar says afagav the kaim look halacha Rebbe mechaveira. Usually you pass like Rebbe connected one atana. Halacha halacha Rav Shimon Lozo. You pass Rav Shimon Lozo. The Amar Rava hilchasa mekarkoi. You only collect from karka, not metaltalim. Bein leksuba, bein lemezoini, bein leparnasa. Sai for ksuba, sai for mezoinis, and sai for parnasa. Now, until now, we knew that that was machlokes the guy with mezoinis. Look here, the guy with parnasa. Didn't we have Shmuel before that says that you shots up how generous the father is, and parnasa, which means the dunya, which means the dunya for the chasana, you will collect from metaltalim. We had a gemara before. Shmuel said like that. So Tosis wants to know if Shmuel stims with Rava. So Tosis says, yeah, the Rava stims. Yeah. Rava's on a case where you couldn't shots up the value of how much the father would give. So then all you do is collect from karka, not from metaltalim. Only when you could evaluate his generosity, then you collect also from Talmud. That's Tosfos answers. Now, what comes from the Gemara is that you cannot collect from a Zaynis or a Ksuba or a Parnasa from a Talmud. My Tosfos brings down that the Ga'inim were Masakin, they did collect. Tosfos just says it is Miramis to it. Tosfos in real Makakait, more to the answers of Nira. The Mizmana said the Kulu Gavi Matatli, Ksuba or Zaynis, but the Kanas HaGa'inim. So it's the Kanas HaGa'inim, they all collect the Parnasa Nami, and Sajgo, the other Regila Hasmir Sam, Matatli. Also, the same thing as Parnasa, which is also a saying, it's like, even though you don't have to Kanas Gainim on that, but it's an Umdana that people want to marry off the children from the Metaltim. Therefore, Bezvanazer, you will collect from the Mezonis, from Metaltim. Even though someone dies and it leaves over a lot of money, but no real estate. Allah is, you'll still collect from the Metaltim for Luxuba, Mezonis, Parnasa. Even though Agamar comes on like that, the Kanas Gainim was not to go like Rava. Zok, the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. Like cost of law ksuba, if you didn't write her a ksuba, the law is even though you didn't write the ksuba, besula gave a mesayim, a besula gets 200 zuz, va mana, and a mana gets a mana. Basically, tnai bezdin. It's a tnai bezdin, and even though you didn't write it in the ksuba, you didn't write a ksuba, it's still automatic. Bezdin is mechayiv, and therefore that you have to give a ksuba of mesayim, a mana. Shaila, is this a raya that ksuba is midrabanon kushu tonight bezdin? So the farmers may speak out that even if your ksuba is the raisa, we had this before in Daf Yud Aleph, really, even if the ksuba is the raisa, or Daf Yud, even if ksuba is the raisa, it doesn't say the amount is not the raisa. So we're saying here, pesach tonight bezdin, that's the amount is definitely only a tonight bezdin. But either way, you mechuyev, when you get married, you mechuyev a ksuba, no matter what, even if you don't actually write the ksuba. Cause of law saw the shavam on attack of Mesayim Zuz. Let's say you write in the star, in the ksuba, you write a ksuba, but you write that only that specific field is set aside for the ksuba. Like cause of law called the chosm is the acharim ksuba esech. He doesn't write that all my properties are acharim for the ksuba. The law is still chayiv, your properties are all still meshubid to the ksuba. Why? So tonight, Bezdin, to write in the ksuba that everything you own is acharias, is a guarantee for the ksuba, that's a tonight, Bezdin. Even if you didn't write it, it's automatic. Like, now, that's all with ksuba. Now, there's another part of the Tanai ksuba. There's different halachas in the ksuba. We call it Tanai ksuba. There's another halacha in the ksuba, which we had already before, is you chayiv to free your wife if she gets captured. And it's in the ksuba. And you write, if she gets captured, I will free her and marry her and take her back for a wife. So part of the Tanai ksuba is not only you have to free her, you have to take her back as a wife. And not just say, oh, she's now was violated by the shvuya, I'm not taking her back. You can't do that. So like, what? Oh, we're going to cut in a second. So first is a Israelis. Like, cost of law im tishtabaye for kinach, v'asfinach l'intu. You didn't write in the ksuba that if you get captured, I will free you and make you my wife. So the halach is, it's still tanai bezdin. Uve kehenes, what do you write by kehenes? Adrininach, I'm going to bring you back to your town. And Echran will have to give a get now, because by kehenes, even though someone's ma'anis or even though she's still also to her husband. But still, part of tanai ksuba is that even though you're not remarrying her, you have to return her back to here and redeem her. So even though you write this, yechayiv shu tanai bezdin. The halach is, yechayiv, why? Because this is a tanai bezdin. What, if someone gets captured? Of course, you have to free. What? Yeah, Va'inus, yeah, the Osir. Yeah, what do you want with that? If they write the Pakunu, I don't know if it's common these days, but the whole thing of capturing, I don't know. Nishbis, but if listen to the next Kriya Suba, listen to the writers to buy it for Kinach. What's he learning to? Right, one come over, yeah. Nishbis, Chai. Sisters, chayiv liftoisa. Nishbis, chayiv liftoisa. If she gets captured, you chayiv liftoisa, no matter what. That's part of tonight's tonight bezdin. It's really a hemshech. And nishbis, chayiv liftoisa. You're chayiv to pay no matter what. You don't write it. If Omar, let's say he says, you know what? I don't want to, it's too expensive for me. Hare gita uksubasa. Here's your get, here's a ksuba. Tintas asma. And take care of yourself. Anyway, show you cannot say that. You can't say that. Once she's captured, you have a chiv as a husband to redeem her. And you can't say, here, I get gita v'ksubasa. Now, what about a different halacha? Loksa, let's say she gets hurt, she's sick. Chayiv l'refu'usa, you chayiv to give her a refu'a. Now, that's a good question, Moshe. We didn't have yet either chiv refu'a. We only had chiv prakana, chiv mezoinis. What, refu'a, where's that from? So, look, Rashi. Rashi says, chiv refu'a is part of mezoinis. Rashi says, chayiv refu'usa, sharafu'a ki mezoinis, like mezoinis. And it's really more like that also, numbeis also, that it's like mezoinis. Akaponim, so you chayiv to give her a refu'a. You could say, here's a get, ksuba, and take care of yourself. Why? Just like with mezainis, you could say, here, keep your ma'aser da'ah, and then and pay for yourself. Also, I give you a get, ksuba, also mezainis, also, more, you don't have to comment on that case, ma'aser da'ah, that's machlokes. Stam, you could give someone a get, say, here, take care of yourself. You could do that. Here also, you're not mechuyev to be merapa your Grusha only if it's your wife, you're not mechuyev to the refuah. Kaponim, there's a difference between refuah and nishpis, because nishpis is the chiyev is chal. By refuah, I can say, just here's a get and take care of yourself.
If you can make her a grusha, if you have to give her a grusha.
Right, you could make her a grusha by refuah. By nishpis, you can't, because the chiyev is chal already to free her. The chiyev is chal already. So, the Gemara, money, who is our Mr. Light? It must be Ramei. The Amar called Peiches Besula Masayim Amana Amana. If you give less than a Masayim to a Besula and Amana Amana, raise up a Ilas Znos. This is a Bilas Znos. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'imer writes a Kaisa Besula Shars Masayim, but he could say, she writes, it's a Kabbat Mech Amana, even though she didn't really get Amana. She could say, you know what, Amaychal Amana. Well, Amana, Mana, if he could say, it's a Kabbat Mech Amish Zos, I already got 50 Zos, it's a good enough. See, Ramea says, if it's less than 200, less than 100, it's Bilas Nos. Rehudu says, she could write, I'm Meichel half. And we are assuming when our Mishnah says, Tanai Bezdin, it means, even if she says, I am Meichel, you still have to give her 200. That's what we're assuming Shana, our Mishnah is. So our Mishnah must be Ramea, because our Mishnah is saying, you have to give 200 no matter what, even if she's Meichel. So that sounds like Ramea. So the ratio of our Mishnah sounds like Ramea. Ema, Seifa, it isn't the Seifa of our Mishnah. Kosla Soda, Shava, Mona, Takas, Zayim, Zuz. Here's a Soda worth 100 Zuz. So 200 zuz, and this will be a guarantee for your ksuba. But the kosla called the chosim is the chrayim ksuba. So all men chosim are chrayis. Chayiv, you chayiv. Everything is mechorayi. Shu tanai bezdin. So we think what it means is that even if the husband sells those properties, it's still meshuvah because you collect from meshuvadim. It's like it's a star. Their star was first. The ksuba was first. Even though you didn't write a star ksuba, even though you write a star ksuba, why? Because tanai bezdin. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, the Om Achrayis is Toya Seifu. That's like Rabbi Yehuda says that Achrayis is Toya Seifu. It means a star that you didn't write inside Achrayis, which means in a case where Amalva lent money, but didn't write that all your properties are Achrayis to the loan. The Lach is Achrayis Toya Seifu, and it's Achrayis anyway, and you collect from a Shabbatim. So here we see, even though you didn't write it, it's Achrayis anyway. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, the Om Achrayis Toya Seifu. The Ramei, Om Achrayis Lav Toya Seifu. Ramei holds Achrayis not Toya Seifu. What's an example? Now, look at the Mishnah. Matzo Star Chayv. You found a Star Chayv. It says, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So Im Yesh Behem Achrayis Tachosim, if there is a Achrayis Tachosim in the Star that says that the properties are guaranteed, or a guarantee to pay this loan, Lo Yachza, don't give it back to the Malva. Even though the Leiva agrees that I didn't pay the loan. Lo yachsa, you can't give it back. Why? Because the bezdin from him. Because the skia is like kanunya. The loiva says to himself, "Yeah, I don't have any money, and here I want to make some money." He tells the malva, "You know what? I'm going to give it back to you. I agree. You'll go collect from the lakuchais, and you'll give me a little cut. I don't need 50%. 30% is good enough. Give me 30% of the money, and he makes some money for himself. We'll do kanunya. Therefore, if it has a chrayis nechos, the ain't from him. You don't give it back. You don't give it back. Lo yachsa." Shabezin from them. Therefore, you have to have edim that it wasn't paid. You have to have a real proof. You can't just be samech on the loiva being made. Aimem requires chasim. There's no nechasim. So then yachsi, give it back. Shabezin from them. They don't collect from the kukai. So what? The loiva wants to pay again? No problem. You never give it back. Why? Shabezin from them. Shabezin always collects from it. Why? Because Achrayis Toyis Seifus. What do you see? The Rameya holds Achrayis Lav Toyis Seifu. Now, Ramei holds that Achrayis Lav Toyis Seifu. And Chum holds Achrayis Toyis Seifu. How do you know the Chum is Rabbi Yehuda? How do you know the Chum is Rabbi Yehuda? Because usually the Chalik on Ramei is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Achrayis Toyis Seifu. He holds Lav Achrayis Toyis Seifu. So Kash is Reish Ramei and say Rabbi Yehuda. Reish is Ramei. Why? Because Matthew had to give 200 no matter what, even if you're Michael. And Rabbi Yehuda is not like that. And the safe is Rabbi Yehuda because it says all the nechos of Achrayis. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. What?
Who
said it's on the Mishvadim? That's the question. Yeah, Mara's going to say that tarot. But Reish Rabbi Meir said Rabbi Yehuda. V'chit Hemei, I'll tell you this. Kul Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds by Ksuba is Achrayis Toyis Seif. It's different than the regular star. V'chit Hemei, Kul Rabbi Meir, V'shani Le Rabbi Meir, Ksuba L'Stari, it's different than Ksuba L'Stari. V'shani Le, he says it's different, but I'll show you in a variety of person like that. Chamisha Goyv Macharorim. There are five type of collections that don dafka from mechorarim and not meshabadim. Veilahim, what are they? Payrois v'shach payers. What are payers v'shach payers? Payers means like this. Let's say you have here a crook. He sells a field to Reuven. Reuven buys the field, it's all exciting, a great deal, and he cultivates the field, and he puts in capital, you know, improvements, and he has payers, and all of a sudden, like, you know, 3 months later, the Nigzal comes in, says, "It's my field." Says, "Yeah, it's your field." And he shows him the deed, the Adam, says, "Field." Takes the whole thing back with all the capital gains, everything. Now this guy is left with, the Ruvi's left with a huge bill, no field, nothing. So he goes back to the Ganav, he says, "You owe me money." So the halach is, he has to give back everything. He has to give back the money and all the money he put in. The halach is that the principal, the money he paid, he could go collect from Meshabadim, from the crooks of the Meshabadim. But he cannot collect for payros and shvach payros from them. Payros means the actual payros, shvach payros means the capital gains in the field. He cannot collect that. Why not? Because when someone buys something from someone, he always takes it into account that he might have to pay Meshabadim. But payros, shvach payros are so unlimited that you can't keep that in mind. I'll stick an oilum, the Gemara in Gittin says that you don't collect payros, shvach payros. The Mishnah in Gittin, I think it's Paragon HaZakon. Payros, shvach payros. So those are only collect mechorah, not mishabadim. But mekabel lozun is ben ishtoi. Same thing if you mekabel to give mezonos to your wife's son, it's not your son, ubas ishtoi. Also, you can't collect from mishabadim. Why not? Because, again, people who buy something can't keep that in mind, how much money mezonos is in the course. The get choyv shein by achrayis, a shtar choyv has no achrayis, you don't collect from mishabadim. If a ksubas isha shein by achrayis, you don't collect from mishabadim. Man shamalei dom achrayis lav toysef. Who rameir? V'ktonik ksubas isha says ksubas isha. See ksuba and ksara same thing. So it's back shver. Our mishnah reisher rameir v'seif Rabbi Yehuda. So much two mahalchem. V'yisef rameir v'yisef Rabbi Yehuda. V'yisef Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom kosov. Really, the whole mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Achrayis toysef. Ad reisher says where our 200 zuz is not even if you're right 200 zuz is tonight bezdim. So Hosom Kosos Kavalti. The case of Rehuda says you give 100 when she wrote, "I am Moichel half." Hach our Mr. like Kosos Kavalti. She didn't write that she's Moichel half, and therefore you have to give the full 200. It's not a kasha. It could be Rehuda. Rehuda just said if you're Moichel half, it works. Our Mr. said, "You have 200 zuz, we had a star." Okay, it stems. The boy said, "Rameyer, my chayiv. What does mi chayiv? All your nechasim achrayi, the ketani mecharorim means not the mishabadim, means the mecharorim. So either way, our mishnah kastim style for Rav Yehuda and style fi Rameyer. We have a way to fit it in how it all stems with each other."